Inside Pop. I'm Anita Patel.
And I'm Sean David Johnson. We're still reeling from the epic Game of Thrones season finale, but there's so much more in pop culture to fixate on this week.
Kanye West dropped a controversial video for his song Famous. Plus, did a promo for a new reality show called Sleeping and Naked. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And we could not forget the BET Awards. We react to the performances and tributes with another edition of Slay or Nay.
Plus, a brand new Big Cell. It's all up ahead on Inside Pop. This past weekend, Yeezy realized it had been a minute since the words controversy and Kanye and West had been together in a sentence. So he released a new music video for his song Famous, which has the internet breaking and everybody buzzing.
The video depicts what seems like very lifelike mannequins of 12 celebrities sleeping together in one large bed. Kanye West is like between Taylor Swift, Kim Kardashian, himself, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Ray J, Amber Rose, and Anna Wintour, Donald Trump himself, and random, Bill Cosby.
So, is it great marketing? Of course, it's Kanye. But, Amita, let's talk about whether it's actually a good music video. Let's talk about whether it's good art.
It's people sleeping. Like, forget the nudity. It's just a bunch of people sleeping.
All right, I'm going to blow your mind, but I absolutely love it.
I knew that this was coming.
Kanye, he makes it so hard because he's so cocky. He can be such a jerk sometimes, but you listen to his music and you're like, "Damn, okay. You are maybe not a genius, but you're pretty good." But I love this video. I have problems with it, but I think it's just kind of mesmerizing, and mm-hmm. I think it's really smart. This world is so celebrity focused, mm-hmm. blah blah blah. We've all heard that before, but I just love how this video tackles that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the message that he's trying to, I believe, put in this video and the commentary he's making on our society, yes. When it comes to stuff like that, Kanye is really smart. He is a creative genius. I will always say that because he always brings something that you've never seen before, you've never heard before. You know, he really does make you think, you know? And this is one of the things that made you think. I just still was just like, is there more? Is it okay? There's another person sleeping, like, and there's another one, and there's another. So, and when you look at it just on the baseline, I was just like, okay. I get what you're trying to do. We could have done a little more.
Huh? Although I think the minimalism is part of it. I will say, so here are my issues with the video. I think there's something kind of meditative and mesmerizing about it. So I don't mind that it's people sleeping and that's all it is. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't watch this video over and over again the way I watch Formation over and over again, or the way I've watched Miguel's videos over and over again. That's a different story. But... Yeah. My issues are A, how it's so Kanye focused, right? Because it's not really a statement on celebrity, it's a statement on Kanye's world, and he's allowed to do that. Like, all of these people in bed are people who are connected to him directly or tangentially, although then that doesn't stay consistent because Donald Trump, mm-hmm. as far as we know, really has nothing to do with him. So I feel like he just kind of went off. Like, even Anna Wintour, I guess she's somewhat of a role model for him and their friends because of his attempt to be in the fashion world as well. He tweeted about Bill Cosby once, and that caused controversy. Mm-hmm. So, and maybe what he's doing is the people closest in bed are the ones who are most connected to him. But and then as you go further and further from the center of the bed, of course, he's in the center of the bed. Mm-hmm. People are less connected. But I just feel like a couple of the choices of people kind of go off that mark. And my other big issue is, Kanye, why are you afraid of penis?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
So we can linger on Rihanna's breasts for what's like 30 or 40 seconds, but you can't show anyone's penis. Like, why are you afraid? What's the problem?
Yeah. They had boobs, they had booty.
Like, if you're gonna like linger on breasts, it's there. Like just like show everything. Like, isn't, I think that would have been an even more powerful statement. Like, how about Ray J with some morning wood? I don't need that in my life. I don't need to see it. But
you just went to like morning wood.
It would have been even more powerful. I'm gonna take it there.
I love that. Yeah. You just took it there. I think I'm right. I think it would have. And you know, not to discriminate, like, we didn't see full frontal for the women either. We just saw the, you know, top half. And so do both, basically. Just go all in. If you're gonna do something like this, just go all in and do it all.
Yeah, exactly. Push the boundaries.
Yeah, but I think then he couldn't, you know, put it out. And I, you know, he loves controversy. It would have brought more controversy if he'd done that. Maybe there's another version. Maybe there's another version, Sean.
Perhaps, perhaps. Okay, Kanye, that's all you get. You get 8 minutes of our discussion time. oh, last thing, the song's actually great. I love the song, too.
Yeah, the song is really great. You know where Kanye wasn't? We don't have to talk about Kanye anymore because the BET Awards was Kanye-free.
Well done.
So this past Sunday, BET hosted the 16th annual BET Awards. It was a star-studded who's who of Black musicians and actors. There's always big expectations that come with the show, but this year, the pressure was kind of on because the network threw some shade at Madonna's tribute to Prince at the Billboard Awards, and they promised almost immediately that they would, you know, they'd get you. They said, we got you in their promo. And they said they would produce a tribute worthy of the late musical icon.
So did BET succeed? We'll answer that question with a round of Slay or Nay BET Awards Prince Tribute Edition. If we like something, it's...
Slay.
And if we don't like it...
Nay.
Exciting. All right. So we're already going to break the rules, but we've got to talk about how this show started. Beyonce with Kendrick. Slay or Nay, Amita?
Oh, my God. I mean, listen, the reason we're saying Slay or Nay is because Beyonce started to bring it into the mainstream. People were slaying before Formation, but all I know is since Formation, I've been saying Slay for everything. And holy... I'm cursing right now. Holy shit, that's like Slay. Like, Slay times a million. I was on my couch. I was pumping my fist. I was jumping up and down. It was unbelievable. And for those who had not gone to Beyonce's concert, I don't know how you guys are still alive right now, because I got to see her a few weeks ago, and so I knew this was happening. She does this with the water and everything, the whole dance. She does this exact routine at her concert. Spoiler alert, sorry for those who may not know, but you probably would have seen it when you saw this performance. And so I knew it was coming, and somehow it was even better. And then Kendrick showed up, and I was live. Like, I was just so live.
Yeah, I just like the image at the end of it of Beyonce and Kendrick, you know, like doing the semi-synchronized just dance, splashing the water. I was just like, oh my God, there they are. Like, our two Black geniuses, like our two musical heroes. They're saving pop music. They're saving hip hop. They have descended and they are there kind of baptizing each other in the water. Yes. I was like, ah, this image is beautiful. Definitely a slay for me as well. Side note, I have a friend who went for the Formation tour who had third row tickets, and he said that he was drenched after that performance.
I would have loved to have been drenched by Beyonce's baptism. Come on.
I know, baptized. Okay, let's get into the Prince tribute.
Okay.
All right.
But can I just say one little thing?
Mm-hmm.
I did not even want to continue to watch anything because she slayed so hard. I was like, nothing is going to be good in this show. But I do want to see these Prince tributes, so I will continue to watch. But I really was just done. After that performance, it was that amazing.
It was amazing.
Go find it, people. Go watch it.
I'm sure all of our listeners have. Let's watch it again together, communally.
Yes.
Okay, so I was so excited. I was so excited when they announced that it wouldn't be one big jam session, but there would be Prince tributes throughout the show. Kudos to whoever made that decision. Smartest decision you've made all year, whoever you are. So let's talk about the first one. The Roots backed Erykah Badu and then Bilal. So I'm going to give this a capital S, capital L, capital A, capital Y. I loved that Erykah Badu chose Dorothy Parker, right? It's not, I mean, I'm not even going to call it a deep track. A lot of people know that song, but it's not one of the hits. And I loved that she chose that because loving Prince isn't just about loving Let's Go Crazy. Mm-hmm. So I love the choice of the song. And I love that she gave you her chill Badu vibe without trying to bring down the house. So gigantic slay to Badu. And then Bilal, why don't I let you take Bilal?
Oh my gosh. Well, I completely agree with your sentiment on Erica's rendition of that. You know, and the audience loved it too. Like, just like you said, it was a track that real Prince fans would know. And I thought that was great that they did that. And then Bilal. Wow. That performance. I just can't. Like, the Beautiful Ones, first of all. There's so much raw emotion in that song. And he gave it. And he was on the floor giving it. It was so amazing. Oh, thank you.
He set the bar. He was just like, okay, everyone, if you're going to pay tribute to this man, this legend, you must bring it the way I have done brung it.
Slay.
So slay. Next up was Maxwell, who gave us his new single, which we were so happy to hear. And then he went into Nothing Compares to You. Interesting choice because Madonna attempted that song a couple of months ago. But we'll put her aside for a second. I'm going to give him a slay. Great voice. And I think he went like a little bit bigger and more powerful than he usually does. And he sounded great. I loved him.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. Slay. I mean, he's Maxwell, you know. I think he's my fourth husband now, so. Okay. Did I move him to two?
We really are going to get these husbands straight someday.
I got to get it straight, guys. Okay. Sorry.
But so yeah, big slay to you, Maxwell.
Yeah.
Okay, next up we had a duet between Stevie Wonder and Tori Kelly. Is that girl's name?
Yes, who I love. And I've discussed her on this podcast before. She's phenomenally talented. I don't believe that her talent was totally shown at this juncture, but it was a good performance. I would say if we had like a grade of all the slays, this would probably be on the lower end. It was still great. I thought it was still a good fitting tribute until Jennifer Hudson comes out and slayed us all.
Yes, I am going to give Stevie and Tori, I'm incapable of giving Stevie Wonder a nay, so I'm going to give him a small slay, and
yeah, I'm going to
give her a nay because I can't remember it. It just wasn't memorable. I know she made her name by doing covers, but maybe it wasn't the right song choice. And my feeling also is she a huge Prince fan, or did some record label get her up on that stage? And my feeling, it's the latter. And I kind of hate that. I feel like everybody else at this Prince tribute was there because they've been publicly affected by his music and knew him and or were fans of him. And I just felt like her presence was a record label pushing to get her on because everyone's decided she's going to be a big star. So I'm going to give it a nay. Not against her, but against her presence on that stage.
I get you on that. I believe in her as an artist. I really think that she does probably have some background with Prince in her own life. And I do feel, yes, there is always some record label machinations happening. But I am an award show lover. And last year's BET Awards, she slayed with an amazing tribute to Smokey Robinson. So I feel like the record label did their thing last year with her. And she killed it last year that they asked her to come back this year in tribute fashion. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to go do some research and find out how much she knows about Prince now.
All right.
But I understand. I understand your feeling on that for sure. Like if of all the other artists that were at that award show, there could have been other ones that did that and could have maybe brought a different sentiment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Okay. Jennifer Hudson. Also, huge slay. She just decided, I'm going to go out there and tear it up every single note. I appreciate you, Jennifer Hudson.
I do. I mean, but like, there's I have things with Jennifer Hudson in my own opinion about her, about certain things. But when it comes to her voice and when it comes to that power, it's every time you're slayed by it. Like, every single time. She is such a talented singer. And And, you know, when she was in The Color Purple the day that Prince passed, the cast did a little rendition of Purple Rain at the end of the show. And she and the cast members did it. And they turned it into a more gospel-feeling song. And she did that. I felt like she did that again the other night. So I appreciated that because it does, it just gives you that feeling. And it is a tribute. And it just was, it was amazing.
Prince heard you, Jennifer. Prince heard you.
Yeah.
He was floating on his purple crowd, and he's like, what's that? What's going on down there? Mm-hmm. Your Jennifer Hudson bellowing from planet Earth.
Yeah. I didn't understand the walk-off. That was really odd.
Well, anything dramatic I like. I kind of loved it. I think what she was giving you was a little tribute to how he walks off at the end of the song in the movie. You know, like he sings Purple Rain and he's so upset and he walks off the stage, but the band keeps playing.
Right. I mean, I did not even put two and two together on that.
She was serving some Purple Rain movie realness for you.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding me of that. Okay. Okay, next.
Friend of the show, in my mind, Janelle Monáe.
Friend of myself, in my mind, my best friend in life, I wish. Janelle Monáe. I love Janelle. Slay.
I also give her a slay. She's got the energy. She's got the passion. She's got the dance moves. It's all like very uniquely her. And I usually don't love a medley, but I loved her medley. I'm going to give her a slay.
Yeah. What did she did?
She did Delirious.
Delirious.
She did I Would Die For You.
Oh, that's it. I Would Die For You is one of my favorite Prince songs, and I haven't heard enough tributes with that song. So when she started that and it was Janelle doing it, done.
Yeah,
so.
And you could tell the crowd was really, the crowd was giving everybody love, and I think, but you could just tell that the crowd was down with Janelle Monáe. And they were kind of uplifted by her performance. So a huge slay to Janelle. And finally, Miss Sheila E. I love the fact that they gave her that closing spot. They gave her the respect. And that's what I'm talking about. She was Prince's. They were like lifelong friends. He recorded for her. Like she owned the right to close that stage, and they made the decision to give her the closing. So slay to that decision. And then, of course, slay to that performance. She was amazing.
Yes. Amazing, like so amazing. I loved, I didn't know she was going to be there. I love that she was there. And, you know, it must have been so hard, honestly, for her to do that. And she did it so well and gave so much great energy. So
much energy. Yeah. So great. She kept it upbeat. She kept it.
Yeah.
And then just like Erotic City and Love Bazaar, those two great songs that he sang, wrote, performed with her. Glamorous Life,
come on.
So, and it just reminded you that, yes, did Prince often work with some of the most beautiful women of his time? Yes, he did. But in most cases, they all were incredibly talented, and she is. I mean, I've seen Sheila E. perform, I think, twice live, and just like her as a percussionist, she's unparalleled. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just her energy and everything. I'm going to go on and on and on about Sheila E., but big slay. Mm-hmm.
Big slay. Thank you again, BET Awards, for really doing a great job with all of the tributes to Prince. Like you said earlier, just making sure that he was honored throughout the show, which he deserves. So thank you again. BET, I mean, the award show as a whole was really great, too. I definitely feel like I need to brush up on my hip-hop artists. I really thought I knew stuff, and I didn't, because there's some people that I didn't know about. And then I just want to give, like, a little quick shout-out to Jesse Williams. I think he did a really amazing job. He got a humanitarian award, and, you know, he's got an amazing, amazing drive and passion for educating and uplifting the Black community, and he really did that night. He really, really did.
Yeah, I think he was. My guess is he gave kind of a condensed version of some speeches that he's given in the past, because he hit on a number of different things. But I think he's the real deal. He cares. He's passionate. I saw him once on this panel, and he he's not afraid who he's offending. He just wants to speak the truth and uplift. And yeah, good for him. Good for him bringing. There were a couple of really great substantive moments, right, at the BET Awards, talking about the importance of voting. Mentioning Orlando, mentioning Ferguson. So I think, yeah, just maybe the best award show I've seen in years, actually. I'm going to say it.
Wow.
One of my, my favorite award show I've seen in years. More enjoyable than the Oscars, more enjoyable than the Grammys. Just on point, BET. Well done.
Yeah, really, really well done. And for those who, I am not trying to promote this, especially because I haven't even watched it yet, but Jesse Williams did a documentary that BET aired about a month ago called Stay Woke, the Black Lives Matter Movement. And it's exploring the victories and future of Black Lives Matter from the perspectives of its founders and the activists nationwide. I think that's what he was kind of echoing in his speech. I think it's probably going to be a great documentary. I haven't seen it, but judging from his passion that he has conveyed over the last few years, I can't imagine anyone not really being inspired by it. So definitely check that out if you guys can.
I definitely will.
It's time for the big sell. Each week, Sean and I take turns recommending something from the world of pop culture that we want the other one to experience. I can't. I'm so excited.
Last week, I big sold the Florence and the Machine short film, The Odyssey. The work is comprised of a number of music videos from their most recent album, How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful, and they're connected by beautifully shot interstitials that create a slightly abstract narrative. So, Amita, what do you think?
Oh my gosh, I know you've been dying to see and hear what I think of this. Strawberry Lemonade, as you'd like to also call it. I understand why you call it that. I definitely felt some echoes to Beyoncé's Lemonade in the way that this was done and the theme of it. I wasn't the biggest fan of Florence and the Machine. And not like I didn't like her, it's just that I just knew her hits. You know, and she has an amazing, amazing, powerful voice, and I loved that. And, you know, Dog Days Are Over is such a great song, and I loved that track from an earlier album. And so you had big sold me Third Eye. Is that the name of the track?
Yes.
You had big sold me on that a while ago, and I did love it. And I listened to the album, I think, once through then. Boy, did I not realize this album was what it was until I saw this short film. Like, it didn't connect to me that this album kind of related to me so much.
Wow.
Like, there was a lot of lyrics in here that I was like, oh yeah, you're right. Yep. Been there. Oh, next track. Yep. Been there too. And I connected with it in such a different way that I didn't expect to do, and I didn't know that I was going to. And I thank you so much for that.
Oh my
Because I've been through a lot in the last couple of years, and I think that this album also kind of gave me life as well as Lemonade. And I'm going to listen to the album again in such a different way because of this short film. She's fantastic. She was so, you know, beautiful in this film. And I think she gave a lot of emotion and energy in all of the videos, which I also enjoyed because I wasn't a huge fan. I haven't seen a lot of her videos. So it gave me a lot more perspective and a lot more kind of education on Florence and the Machine, which I didn't really have. So it was a really perfect segue to becoming a Florence and the Machine true fan.
Oh my God. I'm so excited and happy. I'm so glad you loved this.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, tell me about give me one highlight. Like what like visually or
visually, gosh, there's so much great stuff. Visually, oh gosh. So again, like I said, I've only listened to this a couple times, so I don't remember the name of the song, but whatever song she sang, a cappella on that bridge.
On that bridge, like with that blue light, that violet light. That's, I think, her a cappella version of How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful.
Yes, you're right. You're right. I should have remembered that one. But
Hollywood sign. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was stunning. And then, you know, I see a lot of it took place in LA, but I feel like some of it took place somewhere in the UK.
Yeah, I'm not sure, you know.
I can't tell, but it seemed like she went back to her roots.
Yes.
And had all these, they had all these children, and she had like a younger version of herself, I was assuming, in some of it.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was kind of really cool to see.
I love that too.
And then the track where she was kind of like a mess and kind of tearing up a room and kind of convulsing. I don't know which track it was. I'm going to get an education.
Okay.
Going to listen to that and Lemonade back to back.
Right. And just get empowered and realize none of us are alone in our trials and tribulations.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, and just like Lemonade, I see why you called it Strawberry Lemonade. There was an evolution to the album. At the end, there was this really great, powerful feeling that you got from it. And the same thing with this. You went through a journey on this album as well. And at the end was Third Eye, which was so empowering and just, you know, kind of gave me chills. So,
yeah.
Again, thank you.
Strawberry Lemonade on point. Okay, what's your rating?
I mean, if you guys can't tell, you know, I clearly loved this. And so I think this is due for a 4-star rating.
Oh, my gosh. History is being made right now. Unprecedented. 4 stars.
You're like beaming right now. It's so funny. I wish y'all could see him. He's so proud.
I'm so proud, but I'm happy. I love when a big cell really connects. This is exciting.
It's very exciting.
All right. Well, what do you have for me this week?
So obviously we all love music and I've seen Beyonce in concert. You've actually gotten recently to see Florence and the Machine in concert. And I've kind of just taken this year to be like, I'm seeing lots of artists that I love. I'm going to be seeing Gwen Stefani in a few weeks. I can't wait. And recently Sia announced a tour and I was like, that's happening. We're going to go because Miguel will also be on that tour. People see and Miguel in the same room. I'm excited. Also on that tour is an artist named Aluna George. Have you ever heard of Aluna George?
I have not.
So Aluna George had a couple great dance tracks that came out last year, which she did with, you know, I think an artist named DJ Snake. And she's talented. I like her voice. It has a real interesting texture to it. So there's this one song called My Blood. And it's from a recent album of hers. And I thought that maybe you could check out My Blood by Aluna George as a little taste of who she is as an artist and her style, because we are going to go see Sia and Miguel and we'll be seeing Aluna George as well. I'm making this grand statement because I'm putting it into the atmosphere because we're going to go to this concert.
Oh, that has to happen. I need a full Miguel concert. I've only seen him live once. It was just 2 songs with TV on the Radio, which was giving me life in LA back in November. But I need a full Miguel concert. So, yep, that's happening. We're going to do it.
Yeah, I might actually be one of those girls that actually passes out, but I don't care. I'll still go. Miguel in front of me? Stop it.
That'll test our friendship, because one part of me will be like, ooh, I need to, you know, fan Amita and raise her, bring her back to consciousness. But then that would mean less attention on Miguel. So you're going to challenge me. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. I'll hydrate and make sure that I'm in good spirits.
What is this power you have over us, Miguel? Damn you.
I don't know, but I'll take it. So, because as much as we might have gotten off topic, the big sell is not Miguel, it is Aluna George.
It isn't? Okay.
So yes, Aluna George, My Blood, take a listen to that single, and maybe it'll like inspire you to listen to the rest of her album and see what you think.
All right, I'm very excited. Thank you so much for that big sell.
You're welcome.
Well, that does it for another really fun episode of Inside Pop. Please continue to have fun with us by staying connected on Twitter and on Instagram at Pop Insiders.
Yes, give us your Slayer nays for the BET Awards and Slayer nay Kanye's video too. We don't care. Just talk to us at Pop Insiders. And next week we are heading to Chicago for Podcast Movement. We cannot wait for PM16. It's an amazing convention, conference of a ton of podcasters. And we are so over the moon about being there and meeting all these podcasters. But this is also our first road trip. So we decided we would have to celebrate the best music, movies, and television from the Windy City.
It's the best of Chicago on the next Inside Pop. And throughout our time in Chicago, we'll have updates from the convention as we hobnob with the hosts and producers of some of the biggest podcasts around. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. We'll see you soon.
Have a great week. we can't wait. We are probably going to have maybe stalking some people that we listen to.
Hey, what if there are people planning to stalk us?
Oh my God.
I'm open to it.
I'm ready. I'm ready for a stalker, guys. Who knows? If it's a guy and he's straight, he could be my sixth husband. And there we go. So
now it's time to say goodbye.